We're going to head out to Toledo and be joined by Rockets head coach Jason Candle. Good morning, Jason. How are you?
Doing good, Ken. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for your time. Congratulations on the thrilling 41-35 win at Colorado State late and early Sunday morning here at the Eastern Time Zone. When you got back to Toledo and looked at the film, talk about the performance by your Rockets.
Well, I mean, obviously the logistics of everything has its own set of challenges. So, I mean, that was first and foremost, you know, being able to handle the trip. You know, I thought, you know, we had a lot of young players on this trip, and that would have been their first time experience in anything like that. I thought those guys handled it really well. Credit the leadership of our team to go out and do what we set out to do, and that was the goal, was to go out and win the football game. You know, it wasn't always pretty at times. I thought there were some moments in the game where we had some adverse situations show up, and, you know, we had a choice to make how we were going to respond to it. And I thought, you know, the response was really good in a lot of cases. So some outstanding individual efforts. You know, our kicking game continues to be really impressive. Our freshman kicker, you know, hits two really key field goals in the game, and our punter did a great job of flipping the field the entire game. You know, and then some, obviously some great individual performances on offense and defense to highlight as well. But pleased with the effort of our team. There's a lot of things that, you know, that are in that game that we got to take off the film and correct to move forward. And you know, and we got another tremendous challenge here coming this week with BYU coming here Saturday at noon.
Again, a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit star one on your keypad for questions for Coach Candle and all of our coaches throughout today's call. Let's go to our first question.
Our first question is from Joe with the Eastern Echo.
Hi, Coach. I got a question for you. So BYU's quarterback Zach Wilson completed eight passes to eight different receivers against Washington last week. So how do you strategize defensively against a team that has so many capable playmakers?
Well, Zach's a, you know, obviously he's a, you know, I think his performance in the bowl game last year was kind of, you know, set the table for maybe what, you know, his career could be. He does a really good job of extending plays. You know, he's an accurate guy, hits the hands of the receivers, and when you have that ability to do that, you know, you as a play caller and as a scheming the offense, you got the ability to get more guys involved because the accuracy is such a threat. So he's a great player. You know, we obviously have to have a great plan and do a good job of trying to slow down that attack. But you know, they're a balanced football team, and you know, they're, you know, really good up front, can run the football, and obviously, you know, Zach's ability to pass the ball adds a whole other element to it.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Jason, the third quarter in against Colorado State, obviously the big plays, you know, back and forth, obviously, and that key element for your Rockets being able to, you know, kind of deliver the first blow and then kind of respond when the Rams responded and kind of kept responding after another score. Just talk about that aspect in the fight from your Rockets and that victory.
Well, I think, you know, you could turn really to the end of the second quarter there. You know, there's a drive there where we have four penalties on that drive against us. You know, three pass interference calls in one drive and a personal foul. We get all the way down and we hold them to a field goal. So we basically give them a free drive and hold them to a field goal. The next play, the next series, we get the ball back. We go three plays, 75 yards, and score a touchdown. You know, you just the response to how that goes and what that looks like. I mean, your team could, because it was, you know, that you're on the verge of, you know, now the officials are. You guys are, you know, questioning what's going on of how we're playing defense. You know, there's just a lot of things that you could be worried about. But to credit our guys, they didn't worry about any of that. You know, they got the stop they needed. Our offense goes back out. We go down. We make it 14-13. And then, like you said, we get the ball to start the third quarter and go right down and score again. They answer again. And it's kind of a back-and-forth deal of who's going to flinch first. And credit our guys, they didn't flinch. They just kept hanging in the fight, kept throwing punches, and kept swinging. And, you know, that's what we ask our guys to do.
Looking ahead to this week, obviously, the BYU challenge, you know, with being in the Glass Bowl, talk about what you see on film from BYU, both offensively and defensively, that might create some challenges for you.
Well, I think you see exactly what you would see out of any – you know, any historically rich program like they have. You know, they're guys that are committed in all three phases to playing really hard, playing for one another, and, you know, coupled with great talent. So this is a good football team coming in here. They've had a really tough road. They've played probably one of the hardest schedules in the country in the first four games and of what they've had to endure as far as the scheduling of things go. you know, and now coming out here to play on Saturday, you know, this is a team that's battle tested and will be ready to roll. So, you know, our Rockets got to be ready to stand up and fight for 60 minutes in this one as well.
And just a comment, Jason, specifically on Toledo's ability to get these type of games and opponents in the Glass Bowl. It's obviously a great opportunity for your fan base and the Toledo faithful to come out and see a great game with Toledo hosting BYU. But this is a commonplace with your program, being able to bring in opponents non-conference from a schedule perspective. When you take a look at last year with the Miami Hurricanes and traditionally going back, Toledo's ability to get these games at the Glass Bowl.
Well, I think credit our administration, first of all. These are things that have been going on here at Toledo long before my time here. So, and I've done a good job of, you know, like you said, getting these games here in our city. You know, I think our city's an up-and-coming place. I think it's a place that, you know, any time you can bring attention to it and highlight some of the really cool things and great things going on here, it's a positive. You know, obviously the Miami game here last year was an awesome day and an awesome weekend, other than maybe how our football team played on Saturday. But, you know, great day for the community. I anticipate this being the same. And like I said, this is a historically rich program that's, you know, been good at football for a long time. So there's a lot of fans around the country that support BYU and root for BYU, and I'm sure there's some here in Toledo that'll be here and have a chance to see their team play Saturday. So obviously good for our city, good for our university, and, you know, obviously good for college football too, in my opinion.
Well, Jason, congratulations on the victory at Colorado State. We'll let you get back to preparation for BYU. We want to wish you the best of luck on Saturday, and we'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
Thanks, Ken. Have a great week.
Thanks, Jason. You too. For Toledo, coming off that 41-35 win at Colorado State, again, running back Brian Kovac, career-high 228 yards rushing and three rushing touchdowns, in addition to a fourth receiving touchdown as well. His touchdown runs of 37, 75, and 47 yards in that contest. For Toledo, they'll be hosting BYU this coming Saturday, September 28th at noon Eastern. That game available on ESPN+.